Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of our silsila Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the life of the chosen one. Just to remind everyone of the topics that we covered in our last episode, we finished the account of Abraha and his army of elephants, and in our last episode we described how Allah Almighty sent the flocks of birds to punish the army of Abraha due to Abraha's intention of destroying the sacred Kaaba, and how the account of the people of the elephant and what happened to them affected the reputation of the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadaha Allahu sharafan wa ta'zima, especially the Honorable Abdul Muttalib. And now the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah were looked upon with more respect and more esteem, and this account of divine aid that they received became very popular in the region. We also mentioned the father of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, namely the Honorable Abdullah, and how he was recognized by some of the Jews during his time, and he was recognized as being the father of the final prophet. And we touched upon how the people of the book, they knew about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and the signs of his arrival in great detail. In fact, the Quran describing their recognition and their knowledge as being more certain than the certainty that they may have when looking at their children, that when it came to the signs of the final prophet or the signs related to his arrival, they were very sure due to what they had inherited in their scriptures. We also mentioned the position of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah regarding the opinion that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in terms of his lineage, has a lineage of honor, a lineage full of believers leading up to Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, and all members of his lineage, and from generation to generation, especially his honorable parents, they are believers. And we mentioned how the ulama, the scholars of hadith and great authorities have presented their analogies and presented evidences from the Quran and Sunnah to support this view. And towards the end we mentioned the Risala, or the booklet, which is part of the fatawa of the great Mujaddid Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. And it was mentioned how towards the end, near the end, not quite right at the end, how the Imam mentioned a list of 30 plus scholars who hold the opinion that the parents of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his ancestors were all believers. And right at the top of that list is a name which may not be as common or may not be known to many people. I wanted to share this name with you of the great scholar that is mentioned and what the Imam writes next to his name. He mentions the very first name in that list is Imam Abu Hafs Umar bin Ahmad bin Shaheen. And what he writes about him is that this Imam wrote 313 books. And from amongst those 313 books, he wrote a tafsir which was 1,000 volumes, consisted of 1,000 volumes, a tafsir. And also he had a collection of hadith which consisted of 1,003 parts. So this is just an indication of the kind of scholarship and the kind of scholarly figures who held the opinion that we discussed in our last episode. What you may have noticed in my hand, obviously, is the flag. Usually the flags are on either side, and today this green flag is in my hand, and I will talk more about this as we continue in our episode. Before I continue with the next phase of the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I would like to share with you a benefit of sending blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the narration that I would like to share with you today is mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam once said to a man who prayed, he offered his prayer, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he sent blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He expressed a supplication of blessing, or he read Durood Sharif salawat. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to this man who did what? He prayed. He praised Allah, and then he sent salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He read Durood Sharif. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed him and said, supplicate, make dua, and your dua will be accepted. Ask and you will be given. Dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani channel, we are now moving on to a phase in our silsila which covers the prophetic birth, the blessed birth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Just as the disappearing of stars and the gradually increasing brightness at dawn and the redness on the horizon are signs of the sun rising, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did not arrive and was not born until some signs were seen in creation. Some of these signs can go back more than days, more than months before the birth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In fact, the signs leading up to the prophetic birth were a series of events, a chain of events which took place, and the people of the book were well aware of these events, and they were following closely what they observed in creation. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was blessed with a unique and miraculous birth. In fact, before his birth, there were signs within creation implying that something was about to happen. One famous example being that the palace of the Persian emperor, Kisra, it was hit by an earthquake, and there were tremors in the actual area. A fire that had been burning for 1,000 years, which was considered to be sacred to some of the Persians, because many of them would worship fire. That fire suddenly went out as if it were a normal flame. The idols that were in the Kaaba fell to the ground. Before the actual birth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it is mentioned in a risala that has been published by our Maktabatul Madina, the official publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, namely Maktabatul Madina, the Urdu risala, which includes an account or some accounts before the birth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The account of Abraha and his army of elephants is also considered to be one of the events leading up as a sign leading to the birth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the area of Arabia being blessed with rain, and also a valley and described as Samawa between Sham and Kufa, becoming full of water, which was previously dry. These changes in creation and these accounts which took place around the world were miraculous. And a term given to miraculous accounts that take place before a prophet announces his prophethood, the term that is used in Sharia is Irhas. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa Mufti Amjad al-Azami alayhi rahma, he mentions the terms that are used for miraculous accounts which take place for different people or on in different ways, in different situations. Irhas being a miraculous account or a miracle which takes place before a prophet announces his prophethood. And when such a miraculous account takes place after the announcement of prophethood, after he has declared himself to be a prophet to the people, then any such miracle would be described as mu'jiza. Also, we hear of miraculous events which take place due to the actions of the awliya, rahimahumullah. And if a waliullah performs a miraculous action, this is referred to as karama, or as we say in Urdu, karamat. A believer, a normal believer, if he was responsible for an action that seems to be abnormal or extraordinary to a certain extent, then his action would be described as ma'una. Sometimes a miraculous action is not only performed by people of truth or people or the prophets alayhim wasalam or the awliya. Something abnormal or something which may be considered to be extraordinary may be performed by someone who is not a believer, would be described in terms of the Sharia with the word istidraj. And sometimes a disbeliever would intend to perform something miraculous, but the opposite can happen, or the opposite has happened. And this was the case for the likes of Musaylama Kazzab. And if this is the case, then the term of the Sharia is ihana. So all these examples of the changes in creation and what happened at the Persian Emperor's palace, and what happened in the Kaaba, and what happened in the valley between Kufa and Sham, all these are examples of irhas, miraculous, extraordinary events taking place before our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam announced his prophethood. The extraordinary, miraculous events which took place before the birth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam were a confirmation for people who had the knowledge regarding his birth and the signs of his arrival. And it also puts into perspective how Allah Almighty made it so that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam arrives in this world in a miraculous way, not just due to the moment of his birth, but even the moments leading up to his birth remind the entire creation that something is about to happen. Someone special is about to be born. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in a miraculous way. His birth was such a birth that he was born pure. There was no element of impurity. In fact, his body was fragrant. Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha describes the birth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as recorded in prophetic, in hadith traditions, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born, such a light came from her body that she was able to see the palace.